One other sports note, Major League Soccer hits a milestone tomorrow when it kicks off its 10th season. The league has added two new clubs this year, one in Los Angeles and another in Salt Lake City. Grant Wall covers soccer for SportsIllustrated.com.
The fact that the league is going into a 10th season at all is a real landmark achievement. A lot of people in and outside of soccer weren't sure that the league would be around at this point. And it's not profitable yet, but it's slowly moving towards profitability. They're building stadiums, they're adding teams, adding investors, and the quality of play has increased a little bit over the years. And so things are generally looking up right now for Major League Soccer.
And in terms of the finances, Adidas just signed a deal with Major League Soccer?
They signed a 10-year deal for $150 million, which is by far the biggest endorsement deal that the league has ever had. And it shows a real level of commitment and belief on the part of a really respected international brand that the league has something to offer over a long period of time. It's a great sign for Major League Soccer.
Although you do have to ask, you say it's a respected international brand. There are, as I understand it, only a couple of teams that have been making money recently, and one of them is DC United, which has a 15-year-old phenom, Freddie Adu, who, although he's a phenom, he hasn't really played all that much.
Freddie is entering his second season in the league. I think he had a pretty good year. He was the fourth leading scorer on his team. His team won the championship. He played in every game. But because he wasn't leading the league in scoring, I think some people who may have had some overly high expectations were a little bit surprised by that. But Freddie's in a good position here to have a good second season. He thinks maybe a breakout second season and really make a mark.
Who are some other players to watch?
Well, just this week, Landon Donovan has come back into the league. He's going to be playing in Los Angeles. He's the reigning three-time U.S. Player of the Year, and he had left to go to Germany 3 months ago and ended up coming back sooner than a lot of people expected. And part of that was because things weren't going as well as he had hoped over in Germany, but partly also because the league really wants him back. They want to have some stars that they can market and promote over the next few years as they try to increase the appeal of the league. Another player, another young American, is a 21-year-old named Eddie Johnson, who is a real phenom on the U.S. national team right now. There's a lot of demand for him internationally from clubs in Europe that are already interested in paying up to $5 million or more for his contract.
So we shouldn't assume, as you see it, that relative to European soccer, American soccer stinks.
Well, you got to keep in mind the sport is a lot younger over here. The U.S. made the quarterfinals of the 2002 World Cup, which was a huge step for soccer in America. They ended up performing better in the last World Cup than powerhouses like France, Argentina, you know, did as well as England did. So it's definitely a growth sport still in the U.S. as far as future players and talent on the international stage, but there's going to be some ups and downs.
Grant, where are you going to be on opening day?
Actually, I'm going to be covering the Final Four.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that part.
I think it's, I'm in St. Louis right now. It's a sign of the sport and where it is right now as far as soccer is concerned that, you know, I can't cover soccer full time for Sports Illustrated just because there's not enough demand.
Grant Wall, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Grant Wall covers basketball and soccer when he's able for SportsIllustrated.com.